Dallas Cowboys stink. The Houston Astros don't. No, that's not one of the signs
that's
of the apocalypse.
That's not true.
Last night it was.
Okay. Yeah.
And more goodies from the SEC for Aggie Athletics. We'll share that with you here in a bit.
We're kind of like the Astros. You're only as good as your last show.
Oh. Oh. There you go. I love the Astros no matter how they perform.
Yeah, okay. So anyhow, I like them because I can get free tickets to go see them. All right. So anyhow, we've done the weather here locally.
Yes.
You know, when was the last time? Oh, timeout. Stop. Back up. All right. We've been getting.
Do over.
Yeah, we've been getting. To say a lot of phone calls would be an understatement. We understand that we are having signal issues. We are working on it. Okay, and it will be taken care of today. But just having awakened General Manager Ben Downs to get some sort of an explanation. We knew that there was a problem, and we are working feverishly to get that taken care of. Thank you for the calls. I appreciate that. But just to address that, it's not your radio today.
Yeah, we got fellers crawling on the tower.
It's the sender side, not the receiver side. All right, here we go back to Mars weather. The Mars rover.
Mars weather.
Mars weather. Because, I mean, when was the last time we did a Mars weather forecast?
That I'm aware of, never.
That's right. The Mars rover, Curiosity, enjoying surprisingly warm weather lately. They find that that could arouse speculation of the possibility that there could be life on the red planet. Oh, sure. Listen, these people are doing everything they can to, I don't know, get more funding, be relevant, think that there might be life on Mars. Probably not. Hello?
Hey, is y'all signal or y'all working on a radio?
You know, it's amazing. We were just talking about that. Yes, we are feverishly working on that. We're aware of the problem.
We forgot to feed the squirrel.
That's it. We're working on it.
Okay,
so thank
great.
You.
Yeah,
appreciate
yesterday, too, I lost your signal, and I thought something's wrong with my
no,
radio.
No, it's not you. It's us. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, today we'll take full blame for it. Yeah, other times it might be your fault, but not today. So anyhow, in this case, warm means 43 degrees Fahrenheit. I mean, that's warm.
That's warm?
Yep, uh-huh. Which is unexpected because it's still winter. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. We're at the Gale Center where the Curiosity landed 8 weeks ago. Curiosity's primary goal is, it says here, is to figure out whether microbial life has ever existed on Mars. Again, what it is to continue to get funding to NASA. That's what its primary goal is. But most scientists say it is too dry and cold for life now.
Wait a second. So if it's winter on Mars in that area, does that mean because of the hemispheres that it's summer in a different spot on Mars and they should have landed it somewhere else?
Man, the last thing I am would be some sort of a meteorologist for Mars. I can't even do meteorology for Brazos County, much less anything else. So I don't know. We may have some Martian expert out there. Excuse me, expert on Mars. I don't have a Martian. But anyhow. Curiosity enjoys balmier days throughout the spring and the summer. If temperatures climb into the 70s, it could be, quote, exciting for habitability.
Uh-huh. Because we're all just going to pack up and move to Mars.
How hot is it when it's hot?
Well, I don't know. Nights are still rather on the chilly side.
I mean, was that like negative degrees or is that,
well, it'd
I mean,
be,
how cold?
Yeah, it'd be 94 below zero.
Oh, well, I have a friend who lives in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, and they get some pretty low temperatures.
I don't think they get 94 below, which is what I would basically call a killing frost.
I think they get about...
Hello?
Yes, if Mars has experienced global warming, maybe there's still hope for Al Gore.
You know, that's right. We could send Al up there to check that out.
Attaboy.
Yeah, why not? And Al, let me see. I had a story on Al. Al's out here once again trying to tell us things. He's going to be, did I mention that yesterday? He's going to do a global weather forecast for us.
Al Gore?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know if it's occasionally or he's just going to pop up in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen and, you know, maybe do a.
Is he going to annoy us like that little paperclip I always want to kill? You know what I'm talking about? The paperclip with eyeballs that pops up and makes weird sounds.
Listen to you. I mean.
You're talking about the Microsoft helper?
Yeah,
I just want to kill it.
I mean, listen to her because.
Or that stupid dog that can't ever find anything.
Cat has just the sweetest disposition in the world, and yet it's a paperclip with eyes that freaks her out.
I didn't say it freaked me out.
Yeah, hell hath no fury.
That's right. I mean, can't you click something? You can click something to make it go away, I think. You need to go ahead and make that selection. I think I did that on the second day.
You can. Right? You can.
Yeah, and just say, go away and leave me alone, and it supposedly will. So, it's 7:17, and yes, if you just tuned in, we're familiar with this. If you didn't hear this story last hour, I think this is pretty interesting. IKEA is being criticized for airbrushing women out of their furniture catalogs that go to the Middle East. Again, I guess you have to know your customer, right? But why would you be offended because there's a woman in the picture?
Because she doesn't have on a burqa.
Is that it?
Probably.
Okay. All right. So, is it better to live on Park Place? There is a Park Place in College Station.
Yes, there is.
Or Park Drive. Better to live on Park Place.
Well, if you're playing Monopoly.
How many greenhouses are you putting on it?
According to a new survey from the real estate website Trulia, the street name of a neighborhood can affect the asking price of your home. All right? And again, with real estate, it's so hard because the real estate market is based on you. You know what? If your home sells at the price that you want, the real estate market's fine, right?
Exactly.
If your neighbor next door can't get diddly squat or even a looker, then, you know, he or she thinks the market's horrible. But if you're, you know, if you get a fair price for your house, then real estate's fine. But nonetheless, Trulia says that the street name of a neighborhood can affect the asking price on a home. They analyze the median asking price per square foot among various types of addresses with suffixes like lane or park, for instance. Street addresses with the words boulevard, place, and road had higher average asking prices than homes that had addresses ending in avenue, drive, or street.
What about loop?
Well, they don't have
loop. I live on a loop.
Well, now you see, in a loop you would think would be good because that's a cul-de-sac type situation maybe, you know, and so the traffic might not be as heavy. Hello?
Hi, I was wondering what happened to the signal.
Well, we're having technical problems. It'll be fixed by this afternoon, okay? But thank you for calling. I appreciate that. We'll repeat it every 5 minutes so that you'll know because we know people tune in and tune out. For example, homes that were located on streets with the word boulevard in the address sold for an average of $117 per square foot, compared to properties that were located on a lane where it was $101 a square foot.
So boulevards are more expensive.
Yeah, because they sound wider and bigger.
It's because it's a French word.
Yeah, and so that's what it is. Now, if you live on just a street, then that's $86 a square foot. Now, that is a significant difference.
Yes, it is.
117 to 86 is a big difference. Homes that had boulevard in the address had the highest asking prices of all the street names, followed by place, then road, then way, then terrace. Okay. Homes with the lowest values were avenue, drive, and street. But again, it's interesting, but it really doesn't have anything to do with the real estate market. Because, you know, it depends on the size of the town.
It harkens back to the old adage, though. It's location, location, location.
Sure. Yeah, and that's so there's a, anyway, there's something that is presumptive about that. And I don't know what the name of the street is that Kevin James just moved to. You know who he is?
Yes.
King of Queens. Well, he just bought a 26,000 square foot home. 8 bedrooms and bathrooms, staff quarters, big old kitchen, saltwater pool and gym.
Well, does he have about...
Messages transmitted at the request of the Houston Police Department. The Houston Police Department is searching for 7-year-old Cameron James. He was last seen around 3:15 a.m. today at 1726 Switchman in Houston, Texas at the time. The child was sleeping. Cameron is a 4-year-old Hispanic male about 4 feet 3 inches tall, weighing about 80 pounds, with crew-cut black hair and brown eyes. He has scars on his cheek and forehead. When last seen, Cameron was wearing a white shirt and khaki shorts, and wearing no shoes. The Houston Police Department believes this missing child was abducted by a 22-year-old Hispanic male, around 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighing about 230 pounds, with brown eyes, bald, heavily tattooed on torso and scalp. This suspect was armed with a handgun. It is believed the child's mother was also abducted with the child. The suspect is believed to be driving a red 2004 Ford Expedition with Texas license plate 84KB-7. This vehicle was last seen leaving the area of 1700 Ojeman near Long Point and Bingle. If you spot this suspect or missing child, or if you have any other information, please contact the Houston Police Department at 713-308-3600 or call 911.
Okay, there's a child abduction there. This is a very interesting system. This is the EAS system, okay?
Emergency activation.
That's right. And what happens is they scan the written word in, and a computer then generates a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to hear the last line of that, it said, if you have any information, call 911. Okay. I think in the real world, we call that 911.
That is correct, sir, yes.
And I believe I've heard this very same program say that somebody weighed 124 lbs.
Yes,
yeah.
You have.
Anyway, we can land Curiosity on the moon, but we cannot come up with an emergency activation system that is only activated when it is an emergency. That doesn't sound like a Mozon. I just don't get it. But
hey,
anyhow.
Speaking of space, you got just a second?
All right.
Skydiver is going to try and break the sound barrier.
What?
Break the sound barrier.
Ow, that'd make my ears pop, wouldn't
jumping
it?
From 23 miles.
Wow, that's pretty cold up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cold. He's got a full-blown spacesuit on, just like we've seen our own astronauts wear, but because it's sponsored,
uh-huh.
It's the first time I've ever seen a Red Bull spacesuit.
Oh, is that
wow.
It? Oh.
It is hilarious.
Wow, now where's this going to happen? Where's he supposed to successfully land?
He's Australian, but he's jumping over New Mexico.
Oh, well, okay.
I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Is he in the air right now from Arizona to New Mexico, or is it going to happen today, or what?
They said yesterday, but I don't see anything on it anywhere.
Well, he's from 23 miles. He hadn't landed yet.
Oh, gosh.
Taking that long to get here. So, I don't know. This is an intriguing situation. I want to see if we can combine two stories and solve one problem.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So we have a story about somebody who came to one of the councils discussing that there were folks without homes who needed places to go.
Tent City.
Yeah, and not be bothered. And so the suggestion was made to council, and it was in Here Visitors, that a tent structure, something, be put in downtown Bryan. So that this gentleman and his friends or people similar to him would be able to go to sleep and not disturb anybody.
Okay.
In Here Visitors at another adjacent city, there was discussion about how charges had gone up for playing dominoes.
Tread lightly.
And it would impact the budget, I think, did you say $148? Is that right? Is it something
like
that?
Yeah, it was something
$140, but it's basically one-fourth of all the domino players. Yeah. Are coming from another city.
Okay. Do we know what city they're coming from?
Bryan.
Yes.
Okay. Is the problem solved?
I don't understand.
Well, I'm trying to be delicate here, but I mean, it seems like you could solve both problems with one thing. You know, just saying. extrapolate what you want out of
Scott
that.
Scott at Bryan Broadcasting. He's in the emails
there
right there.
Do you just want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information and product samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 80 degrees, and we'll have a 20% chance of showers today and tonight. 59s are low. Winds come back around out of the south. Won't feel quite as comfortable tomorrow. We'll be up into the upper 80s. Same thing going on for Thursday and Friday. And then maybe it'll cool down a little bit on Saturday. We have a 20% chance of rain as it stands right now. And currently we have winds out of the northwest at 6. 78% relative humidity. Fair skies, and it's 63 out there.